In place of the National Barn Dance, usually heard at this time, we present especially for the men and women in the armed forces of the United Nations and rebroadcast from the stage of the Grand Ole Opry House in Nashville, Tennessee, your Grand Ole Opry.
A sample of some real southern music. Just listen to the Smoky Mountain boys and girls play and sing down in Union County. Union County friends means home. Here's a song we hope that you'll enjoy, the title Things That Might Have Been.
When the sun has gone to sleep, hard and weary, round my heart an empty loneliness creeps in, and I die a million times before the morning sunrise.
Through the fog that hangs around the Smoky Mountains, and singing about it at the top of her voice, comes the gossip of Grounder Smith, Cousin Minnie Pearl.
I'm just so proud to be here. Well, you know, I'll tell you, we had a ladies' track meet up at Grounder Smith this year past week. And I'll tell you right now, I was right in there with them. I represented the G-Y-L-E-C and F-N-A. That means the grinder switch young ladies embroidery crochet and fancy needlework association. They wanted me to wear all them club letters on my back, but I said if I wore all them letters, I'd be too tired to run. Well, they gave points for everything. Points for the running race and the jumping race and the tater race and all them races. I was way behind till the cross country race and going through the woods back of Lim Satterfield Place. I run full tilt into a porcupine. When I got up again, I was way ahead with 439 points. Woo! Believe me, I was just stuck up over that. I might have won the mile run, but just as we was lining up, brother standing over there, and he hollered at me that I had a run in my stocking. So, that's what I done. I run in my stocking. When I found out what brother meant, I wasn't sore, but my feet were. Woo! They had some awful nice prizes. They had a running cup for the best one at running and a jumping cup for the best one at jumping and a hurdle cup for the best one at hurdling, but I wanted the loving cup. That's what I wanted more than anything. Last race they had, it is so silly. They had some of the girls up right grinders. It's awful bold. Oh, I'm glad I ain't that way. They had them all lined up for about behind Jeb Cleve. He's supposed to be the handsomest fella in town, and they give him a head start, and then the girls set out to run after him, and the first one to catch him, he was gonna get a great big hug and kiss. Oh, it is so disgusting to see all them women just making idiots of themselves over a man. They ought to know that I'd have got there first anyway. I'm done now, but I'll be back next Saturday. Bye now.
Anybody will be looking for you.
Alvin got a worry. Alvin got a scare. Alvin got a thing to call my own. Though I'm out of money, I'm a millionaire. I still have my home in San Antonio. When I greet my neighbor with a how you all, I'm wealthy as a king upon a throne. You can have your mansion or a cottage small. I'll just take my home in San Antonio. Traveled over the country on my merry way. Been in crowds and felt I was alone. When I feel like bragging, I just up and say, I'm a native son of San Antonio. There's a sweet somebody by the Alamo. Someday she's going to be my very own. And we'll build a hot chair in a year or so. For our little home in San Antonio.
Big Chief Jimmy Riddle
sells us an Indian Navy called Red Wing. I'm
Knows what to look for when the circus comes to town. Lions and tigers, elephants, pink lemonade, and clowns. Which brings us to that one-ring circus, the Duke of Paducah. All right, I went to the circus all day. Get away from me. I had just more fun today buying balloons. That's the grindest balloon I ever saw. Been buying balloons and drinking pink lemonade and eating peanuts. Have some peanuts, boys, will you? There's peanuts for everybody there. Have some out there. Oh, I bet I ate 47 bags of peanuts today. That one balloon, that's the grindest balloon I ever saw. I bet I ate 47 bags of these peanuts today. Well, I know I ate that many because I ate 17 bags before I found out you're supposed to take them holes off of them, you know? You know, when the circus hit town this morning, have some peanuts over there, boys. When the circus hit town this morning, I'm telling you, I was right down there bright and early to see them unload them animals, you know. And they unloaded the monkeys. One monkey pointed to me, and he yelled to the other monkeys, "Hey, fellas, that's how we'll look 2,000 years from now, and 19 monkeys faded." That hot joke is popping them balloons, all right? I won't throw them balloons out there, boys. I don't want to. But, you know, now I don't look so bad as that monkey said I did because when I walked out here on that stage, that lady, she liked me. She looked up at me and says, "Ain't he cute? I wish he was mine." You know, that wasn't a very big circus. Have some peanuts, boys. That wasn't a very big circus. It kind of reminded me of a boarding house bathtub on Saturday night. You know, three rings. I better tell that one over there. You know, me and my wife went in. I'll tell them over when they don't laugh. Me and my wife went in the animal tent, you know, to see the animals in there. And we were standing right by the lion's cage, and boy, that lion let out a roar, and we both jumped. And then my wife let out a roar, and that lion jumped. They had some big elephants in there, though. They sure did. You know what an elephant is, don't you? That's a great big gray animal with the same profile on either end. I'll never forget when I was a boy, I carried water for an elephant once. I'll never forget that first bucket of water I carried. I carried that water, and I was standing there alongside of him, and I just waited till the trainer come along. And I said, "Hey, mister, here's the water for the elephant. Which end do I deliver it at?" You know, my wife's drinking brother Willie went to the circus with us. Yeah, he was there and we missed him. And the next thing you know, he was up on a flying trapeze. And oh boy, did that look dangerous. Boy, that trapeze was flying high and Willie was flying blind. He fell off of that, but he didn't stay long. He lit right on the slack wire and he didn't stay on there long either. Because that wire was too slack and Willie was too tight. You know, though, there's a lot of social life in the sideshow on the circus. There's Mr. 5x5 on this show. He was married to Mr. 6x6, and they was raising a lot of little 2x4s one by one. Well, we hadn't been at that show 2 minutes till all them freaks come out of the sideshow. See my wife. Oh, that's the fattest woman ever I see. I'm telling you. I tell you, though, there was one man in that show that could reach his arm all the way around her waist. Yeah, it was the India Rubber Man. But, brother, he had a stretcher point to do it. Oh, you know, since the manpower shortage and the gasoline shortage and rubber, they're using all kinds of tame animals to transport the circus. And when it was loading up, I went up to the boss canvas man. I said, "Mister, are you all using any jackasses?" He said, "Brother, we sure are. Let's see your Social Security card." There was lots of sights, but the greatest freak to see was the fella that says, "I'm going back to the wagon, boys. These shoes are killing me." Rachel and her great big bass, old brother Oswald singing "Beautiful Brown Eyes."
"Winnie, my darling, I love you. Love you with all my heart. Tomorrow we would have been married. Drinking has kept us apart. Beautiful, beautiful brown. Beautiful, beautiful brown eyes. Beautiful, beautiful brown. I'll never love this light again. Seven long years I've been married. I wish I was single again. A woman never knows about her trouble.
Engineer that's great. We must make
unsuccessful. From the cradle to the grave, watch the curse that fills the tunnel. Never falter, never quail. Keep your hand up on the throttle and your eye up on the rail. Blessed Savior, thou wilt guide us till we reach that blissful shore, where the angels wait to join us in thy praise forevermore. As you roll across the threshold, standing Jordan's swelling tide, you behold the Union Depot, into which your train will glide. There you'll meet the superintendent, God the Father, God the Son, with the hearty joy applauded, weary pilgrim welcome home.
Grand Ole Opry was rebroadcast especially for you men and women in the armed forces of the United Nations.